But so much content whizzing around out there. There's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard creates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, tap the plus button to add them to private or public collections. It's that simple. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. What's going on? It's your girl, Beauty5154. It's 1:29 in the afternoon on December 9th, 2018. It's a Sunday. I want to bring to you episode number 27. I went a little bit out of order there because I'm in an episode 31 that was on Spreaker. That was for who? All my lovelies, feeling lovely. What the hell does that mean? Anyway, this is episode number 27. Tune in. Hey, where are you going? I don't know. I was walking down the street and I don't know. What is this place? It's a deli here. Come in here. Are you nuts? You're not supposed to be in this neighborhood. This is a rough part of town. You can get yourself hurt over here. Who sent you? Nobody sent me. I was just walking down the street looking for like a store so I can buy some Cheetos. You can buy some Cheetos? What part of fucking country are you from? This is the roughest neighborhood ever. It's in the middle of the afternoon and I almost swear to God I seen you hit the ground. Are you nuts? If I didn't open up that door, God so help the world that the wind didn't knock you over first. I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna put a checkered tablecloth on this table, give you a sandwich and a soda. I want you to eat it. Drink the soda slow and then tell me what brought you here. We'll figure out how to get you back home. Is this for real? Sure, I'll eat your sandwich and drink your soda. But I have no real business or anything like that here. I was really looking for some Cheetos. Cheetos, Smeetos. I know business when I see it. You're here to do something. Let me know something. Tell me something about the future. What are you supposed to be? Some type of a swami or something? Here you are, 5'9", dark as a cat, standing there in the middle of the afternoon with the sun blazing through your perm. That is a perm, isn't it? Oh God, this is so weird. Oh my goodness. Come on. Next floor, please. I don't want anybody to get on. Come on. Let's go. Next floor. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Shit. Boom. Hi, darling. You're so cute. What floor you headed to, huh? I'm going up. What floor? It's up. I don't know what floor. I don't want to tell you that. I'm so weirded out. I was on my way in this elevator and my God, here you come. I just hate that. I was almost there. I didn't have anybody to worry about. Now I gotta worry about you standing in the corner. If you're gonna be behind me, your weird bag, your shoes, your hair, how you smell. Oh, please don't talk to me. Because then I gotta try to figure out how to talk back tell you where I'm going, who I'm going to go see, what I'm going to go do. I don't want to do all that. It's my own personal business. Please, I just don't feel like this right on my head. I feel like I want to faint. Oh my God. I need to hold on to the elevator. Please, press the button to open it and stop it. I just don't want to deal with this right now. Oh, you're so strange. Is it because of the movie Crazy Rich Asians? Hey girl, let's go to the drive-thru. Sure, let's go ahead. What do you want? Okay, I know what I want. I just want a hamburger and a small orange drink. Okay? Okay. You know I'm driving though, right? Yeah, I just want a plain, small hamburger and a small orange drink. Okay? I heard you. Let me see what I want. Ooh, that looks good. Ooh, a double-decker sandwich with roast beef, turkey. You want me to order for you? No, I know what I want. I can pick my own food. Thanks so much for paying for me. I appreciate it. I am driving. Gas is so expensive. I know, girl. Let me tell you what I want again. A small, plain hamburger. I don't even want anything on it. Not even a pickle. And I want a small orange drink. Damn, you don't want no condiments?
Yay!
Hey girl, how you doing? I'm fine. I'm glad you called me. Oh yeah, me too. Shit. Girl, what day is it? That's the 9th. Shit. Girl, my phone bill is due. That's all I think about. It's when that phone bill is due. I can't even enjoy myself. I can't even download the music I like. I try to go to Spotify or Apple iTunes or Google or something. I'll be like, let me go ahead and get this drink. And I'll be like, oh shit. My phone bill due, girl. So I can't even get into feelings or nothing. God's plan. Oh, shit. My phone bill is due. Girl, where am I going to get that money from? I'll be ready to go out. I get my little ticket. I'll be all excited. It'd be like +2. I'd be like, girl, let me call you up and ask you if you want to go. Oh, no. My phone bill is due. Girl, I'd be about to poop myself. Literally, shit. I can't take that thought. I'm so uneasy. You know what I mean? Girl, did you call me first or text me? I called you. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Girl, how do you do it? It's not due for like 30 days, but oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's due again. What am I going to do? I don't have no money. I don't have no way to get it. I don't even know who to talk to. I don't got no friends but you. And you ain't got no money. So I don't even know how you pay your bill. I just can't take it. It's that guy on his phone over there. Oh my God. How does he pay his bill? Once a year?